houses like the houses had been in Karlsruhe at the beginning of the 19th century until the time which we called Gründerzeit, between the time when Germany arises under Bismarck after 1871. It looks all like here in the front of these houses. And this is a house for its own where we stand, Markgrafen Street number 34. It's only an example for telling it was in the property of a Jewish butcher of the family Riechheimer. In the later time, he hired the flats and also the shop, and another Jewish butcher came inside, family of Hoffmann, and you can see a lot of stumbling stones in the front beside. This butcher was very nearby the Orthodox congregation, and he was also Orthodox. He died early. His widow looked to live any longer, but she had to leave Karlsruhe about 36 or 37. She had little children, and you can see that she was murdered in the Holocaust and all her children in a different way, because she was very, very poor after the death of her man. She went back to Frankfurt on River Main. Three of her children had to live in orphan houses. Two other little children lived with her. They were deported from Frankfurt, and the other children living in orphan houses, not here in Karlsruhe, but in the very last time in the Netherlands at Amsterdam, were deported from there to the death camp of Auschwitz. It's only one part of a lot of locations, houses where Jewish people lived, and they were victims of the Holocaust. Yes, this butchery was inside this little shop you can see now. I don't know what's inside today. 1 or 2 years ago there was a little a society of an architect, but now I can't see.